We've seen the Earth move more than a few times with so many landslides these past few weeks. So we put our crack weather investigator on the case. That's Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld. Before we dig into the question of the soggy Earth, Cliff, are we going to be getting even more wet weather today?
We will, but not right away. It's dry over most of western Washington right now. But the radar on the coast shows showers approaching right now, but it will hold off to around 4 o'clock. So it'll be after 3, the clouds will thicken, it'll start raining. By dinner time, it will be raining.
You're going to go on the record that precise, 4 o'clock rain?
I think by 4 o'clock, the rain will be coming in. And by 5 or 6, I am absolutely certain about it. What can I tell you? It's a Pacific front coming through. Big showers, and behind it, we'll be having very unstable air. The winds will pick up. There'll be a Puget Sound convergence zone on Saturday and Sunday, and there'll be snow in the mountains. Okay, what else can you ask for? Anyway, the rain's going to be pretty steady overnight. It'll break up into showers on Saturday morning, so Saturday will be showers and sunbreaks. But then our old friend, the Puget Sound convergence zone, will form. Since the winds on the coast are going into the west-northwest, that sets up a convergence zone formation. And so there'll be a band of heavier showers somewhere probably between Seattle and Everett in the mudslide area. And on top of that, the convergence zone will enhance the amount of snow in the mountains. So somewhere between Snoqualmie Pass and Stevens Pass or in that area, there'll be a real enhancement of snow.
What if we're south of that convergence zone area? Does that mean not so much rain?
Or in the mountains, snow. So I expect there to be on the order of 6 inches of snow from this system coming through to tonight. Tomorrow there'll be showers, the convergence zone. They could get 8 inches to a foot of snow if you're right in the middle of the convergence zone area in the mountains. So, people don't think about the convergence zone in the mountains, but it actually does extend across the lowlands into the mountains where it enhances precipitation. On Sunday, well, you know, the front is gone, but we're going to be in this cool, moist, unstable northwesterly flow. So we'll see the showers and sunbreaks. I think there'll be more convergence zone action in the lee of the Olympics. And by the way, there's another convergence zone in the lee of Vancouver Island that I don't talk about, but I think that could be happening as well. And so Sunday will be this mixed showers and sunbreaks convergence zone day. Temperatures will only get up to around upper 40s, so it'll be on the cool side. Fortunately, it looks like Monday, the trough, the showers that are bringing the all this snow and rain, that's going to move through. And so Monday looks like a decent day.
And more off and on, I'm sure, through next week.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll have a dry period. Then it looks like another front comes through around Wednesday.
Okay, well, back to those landslides. We've had trains derailed south of Everett, a whole hillslide slough away on Whidbey. And everyone's thinking, we must have had a pretty wet winter or early spring, right?
Well, I was investigating this and looking at the precipitation over the past few years. And it turns out that it has been wetter than normal up there around Everett and Mukilteo and Edmonds. But it hasn't been that wet the last few months. So if I look back 3 months, it's actually been a little bit drier than normal for most of the region, just maybe 110% around Mukilteo and Everett. But if I go back 6 months, if I start including November and December, it changes the story somewhat. The precipitation is much, much heavier in November and December, and particularly up there around Everett, Mukilteo. So in that location, they had roughly 130% of normal going back to the first part of November. So if you look at the whole winter, it has been wetter than normal. Now, I don't think this is any big record or anything in terms of there's been other winters that it's been wetter, but it has been above normal. I looked at the December rainfall at a station in Everett Junior College, and actually that was the wettest month going back all the way to 1933. So, I mean, it is above normal. So the interesting thing for me, and I'm not a geomorphologist, is, you know, why are we getting all these slides? It hasn't been that wet the last few months, but November, December were pretty wet. So somehow the accumulated rainfall over this period of 6 months must have had an impact. One final thing, is this global warming? Well, I took a look at the precipitation trend in Everett, and actually the amount of precipitation is decreasing in time at that location. So I don't think we can pin this on global warming or some kind of long-term trend. I just think You know, we had a substantial amount of precipitation in November, December, and that must have been enough to do the trick.
So it set the stage back in November, December. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and you can find an extended version of our conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.